Okay. Yeah, it's Genesis chapter 35, verse 1. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother." Welcher Vers war das? Sorry. Verse 2, huh? And Jacob, and then he continued in verse 2, and Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make you an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress and has been with me in the way which I have gone." And yeah, it really encouraged me to purge out all the idols, to put them away, that we would serve God alone. Amen. That is obedience to God. In these weeks before the conference, I realized this is really central when we speak about the kingdom of God. If God has a people who is obedient, then there is a kingdom of God on this earth. But if there is a people of Christians who are redeemed but are disobedient, then there is no kingdom of God on this earth. And these past weeks before the conference, we started to have fellowship about the kingdom of God. And then I had this prayer again, "Lord, teach me to be obedient to you." Before, I didn't pray that so often. But now, because I realized the Lord wants to have His kingdom on this earth, then I realized it is about if I'm obedient or not. And it is good to pray daily, "Lord, teach me to be obedient." Even Christ has to learn it, had to learn it, and how much more we have to learn it. And the big problem about the fallen man is that he's so rebellious. And this is our big problem. We are rebellious. We do whatever we like, although we are Christians. And that's why it is so important this morning that we take it by heart and seek the Lord to learn to be obedient. And in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, "That you may love the Lord your God," and that's how you choose life, yeah? Many times we speak about choosing life. How do you do that? "That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him." And that really spoke to me, "For He is your life." So that is our life. If someone asks me what is central in your life, then my answer should be that I love my God, that I obey His voice, and that I cling to Him. And what really spoke to me here, obedience is in between loving Him and clinging to Him. And as it was said, to love the Lord and to be obedient to Him, this is really what we need. Not to be obedient because I know I should do that. Yeah, sometimes you're obedient, but it's because, okay, you know, if I don't do it, it will be painful for me. It's better than to be disobedient, right? But it's much better to love the Lord and to be obedient to Him because you love Him. And to cling to Him. That means you seek this relationship with the Lord every day. It's not just about that He solves my problems. No, but I cling to Him and I love Him. That's why I'm obedient to Him. Everyone who has children knows if children are obedient, but not because, not out of love to you, then you're not so happy about it, right? Yesterday we told our son Aaron, to vacuum the living room before we leave, and he said several times that he did it, but when my wife looked at the floor, she saw he didn't do it. And we told him, if you don't vacuum the living room, we won't leave. And then he didn't do it. And then when we were all ready to leave for the conference, then we were like, okay, we will wait here until you did it. And then he did it very quickly, but it was not really a joy, because we knew it was not out of love. It was because he wanted to leave for the conference, right? And that's how it's the same thing with God. Yeah. Let us learn to be obedient to God out of love, and to be obedient to His voice because we love Him. And then we will be a glorious people, a people who loves His God and is obedient to His God. And how quickly will the kingdom of God be visible, become visible on this earth? Yeah, it was Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. Yeah, I also want to confirm this word, the same verse, actually. It showed me to experience that I really need this relationship to the Lord. If I don't have this relationship to the Lord, how can I love Him? And how can I be obedient to Him? And I realized myself, I need to learn it newly. 3 years ago, before we moved here, we were in a different church, and there was a pastor, and he wanted to have a lot of obedience, but not to God, but to himself, right? And sometimes he wanted us to do things which were against my anointing and what the Spirit wants to do. And then I realized it was so important to learn to be obedient to the anointing and not just be obedient to anybody, but to be obedient to God. And if we have this relationship to God and this love for Him, then there is no problem to to listen to what my brother says to me. But it should not be, we should not be blindly obedient. We should be obedient to the Lord out of love to Him. And that's what this word tells us here very clearly, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him. So this is what we really need. First of all, we need to be obedient to God and love Him with all our heart. And then if we really love Him, then we will also be obedient. It's not like being blindly obedient. We keep the Ten Commandments because we know it's right and they're from God. No. If we love Him from all of our heart, we will not lie, because Christ Jesus doesn't lie. It's not just somehow keeping the commandments. It's because it is out of love to Him. Then the Ten Commandments will be like prophecies. If we love Him, we will do like we will act like Jesus acts, and that's what we really know. It is what we really need. And I have to confess, I need to love the Lord even more. And the more I love Him, then there will be no problem to be obedient to Him. Amen. I also was touched the being obedient. Or obedience is really what makes the Lord happy. In Proverbs, it says, if you have a wise heart, then also my heart will rejoice. And it's not just that obedience will preserve us from bad things. Like when my father says, don't brush your teeth, or don't just cross the street, it's a blessing. But then on the other hand, he wants to give us this reward. In Deuteronomy 30, so many blessings if we do what he says. So much blessing. Obedience, many times it's like, I don't want to do it now because I want to live my own soul life. But if you are obedient, there is so much blessing. Like in Revelation 2 and 3, he says, if you have an ear to hear, if you do it, then there will be so much many rewards for the overcomers. So our Father in the heavens wants us to walk in white garments, to be pillars in His house, that we would be able to rule over the nations. He who overcomes will sit on my throne together with me, like I overcame. And I'm sitting on the throne together with the Father. And because the Lord was obedient. And this obedience has so much blessings. Such a wonderful reward and calling. And I was really encouraged about that. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I'm also glad about this time. Yesterday, I already told you, weeks ago, the Lord, through the anointing, stirred up my spirit to be obedient to Him. So then it's not exhausting. It's just coming up every day through the anointing to be obedient to Him. If the anointing reveals it to you, then it's not exhausting. And the first thing that came, the Lord told me, watch your tongue. And be careful what you say and speak. And many times I just speak things which is not edifying. Yeah, and many times we say, Lord, Lord, but if He's the Lord, He really should be the Lord in my life. Yeah, you many times you say it, but you're not obedient, right? And then your own soul life is on the throne. And that's why the Lord told me, watch your tongue. Be careful what you say every day. And it has such a positive effect. And the second thing is really amazing. To be obedient to Him means to enter into His rest. Yeah, really to rest. Yeah, examine yourself. All what you do, is it really what He wants you to do? And this is the difficulty in the daily life, to enter into His rest. And if you're not in His rest, many bad things happen, even in the church life. And to seek this rest, it also means to be obedient and to rest in Him. And now I'm really exercising to be careful what I say and to enter into His rest. And what you said, I also realize if there's no love, there is no endurance. If I look at the parents, yeah, with their children, how is it possible that they can invest so much in these little children that are so, which are so disobedient, yeah? And every day they can do that. Over years, why can they do it? Because they love their children, right? Otherwise, it would be impossible. And it's good to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be obedient to You every day. But what I'm really happy about is the Lord speaks to us, but we need to listen to it. The Lord speaks much more in us than we think, but many times we just don't hear it, right? And from yesterday night, I was amazed. We read these two verses. So now I speak about the kingdom, and I have to confess, the kingdom is not so near to me. The king is not so close to me, but the Savior is, yeah, but if it is about the kingdom, it is all about the Father, right? Not about me. And I saw that the enemy deceived many Christians through love, life. Amen, the Lord is love and life. And then that's it. But at Zechariah 9:9, it says, Zechariah 9:9, it says, "Behold, your king is coming to you." And the Jews, they knew that the Messiah would come, a king. They call him the Son of David. And they waited for a king, right? But we Christians, what are we waiting for? And it says here, and I was really amazed when it is about being born again. If someone is not born by water and spirit, I think John 3 verse 5, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. This is about the kingdom, right? I think, then he cannot be saved. But no, it says cannot enter the kingdom of God. And I pray to the Father that the kingdom would grow in me. That this conscience of the kingdom would grow in me. I know Christ until the resurrection maybe, but then as the king, I don't really know him. Or not enough, yeah, that's what I have to confess. And and then it also says, yeah, so when we are born again, we say, yeah, praise the Lord, we are born again, we have the life. But here it is about the kingdom. And the problem is, the whole day I want all things for myself, the whole Christ for myself. But what about God? If it is about a kingdom, it is not all about myself. It is about what can I bring to the Father through Christ, that the kingdom can come. And it is really healthy to be humble and open day by day. Don't think you know all things already. And in Deuteronomy, it speaks about the same thing again and again. I was amazed that the people was not tired to hear these things. Because chapter by chapter, he says, you should keep my commandments. Chapter by chapter. That's what it says there. I would actually not listen to it anymore. And in chapter 12, in Deuteronomy chapter chapter 12, it says, "You shall." I think it is verse 8. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For as yet you have not come to the rest, right? And the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. So, to sum it up, it is really to be obedient is really about resting in the Lord, that we would not do our own works, and that happens very quickly. Really wonderful. The Lord wants us to reach the goal, and I have to really testify that what you said, the chastening is getting more And I don't like it. But afterwards, I like it. Yeah, and take heed. The Lord really wants to perfect us quickly because there needs to be an end. Because the Lord is really at its end, right? So, such a privilege that we can hear something like that. We could speak about the sisters, or just any other things, but we hear about the main thing now. What is important now in this last time? The priesthood and all these things, and I'm so thankful to the Lord from all my heart. I want to listen to it and I want to do it. I want to practice it. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. It's such a privilege that we can experience the chastening of the Lord. And it's still the time of grace. It's still His mercy and His love that is doing it. And we can really thank the Lord for that. And I'm so thankful to Him. And the anointing is stronger and the chastening is getting stronger. And this is such a grace. Yeah, we had fellowship about Romans 6. Romans 6, we are crucified with Him. Wonderful. We are buried with Him. We died with Him. Oh, yeah. And then we... It should be clear to all of us, yeah, that we are all dead. If someone is buried, all hope is over, right? So, we are crucified with Him. We are resurrected with Him. Wonderful. But the Lord did it. And it should be our reality. It should be lived out by us. If we have life in the Spirit, then let us also walk in the Spirit, right? And that's what he says in it says there, those who belong to Christ. And the more the Word dwells in us, the more the Lord can use this Word in us to speak to us. So when those who belong to the Lord live in a kingdom, they crucified their flesh, the expression of the old man, and they walk in the Spirit. And more the Lord touches me. He wants to be my person. I want to live Him out in my willing, in my thinking, in my feeling, that He would be my person. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Yeah, He's coming back quickly, and He wants us to be perfected. So, this word obedience, let me read a verse in Joshua. Sorry, that was a little quick. I missed the verse actually. But it speaks about that Joshua said, whatever the Lord commanded us, we want to do. And these verses just strengthen me a lot. Yeah, sorry, I missed the verse. Actually, everything was said already, but I want to pray. Holy Father, give us an ear in Christ to hear like He has an ear to hear. Many times I don't hear Your voice, not because I don't want, but because I thought I don't hear Your voice or it should be louder. But this is from the enemy. We all can hear Your voice in all our decisions that we have to make day by day. Give us more willingness to be obedient to Your voice. Your life in us, Your love to the Father, work it out in us, Lord, and that we would rest in you, abide in you, and you in us. I also want to testify, and the verse is, which really touched me is 1 Corinthians 4, verse 21. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 21. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod? Or in love and a spirit of gentleness? Oh. So also obedience is... the question is about willingness. And I'm from Bavaria, and in Bavaria, we people like beer and drink a lot of beer there. And I lived there for 43 years, and before I didn't drink beer. And my husband, who already passed away, many times I drink beer with him, and then every day, actually, every evening, I drink one or two bottles of beer, because this is just normal in Bavaria. But then, and if for with me, it's from by my genetics, and because one of my doctors, she checked my liver. And, okay, I don't know actually how to express these results there, but she just told me, be careful with alcohol. Yeah, that's what she told me then. But, yeah, I forgot about that. And then I had to take drugs also, right? And the results of my liver test got worse and worse. But I didn't stop drinking beer. And not so long ago, maybe when I got to know my current husband, 3.5 years ago maybe, I heard a voice. You should not drink alcohol anymore. And I knew it was from God. And I really heard that voice. Usually you don't hear it because it's inwardly, but I heard that voice. And that's why I'm saying it is about your will. And then I tried to make a deal with God. And I told the Lord, is there another possibility? And then I had this impression to drink beer which is without alcohol. And I tried it, but I didn't like it. And I thought about it for a long time, and then I went back to see the doctor, and the results of this liver test I did there again they were very bad. And then I realized the Lord came with the rut. He didn't want to do that, but I realized He had to do it, and then I had pain in my back, in my body. Sometimes I couldn't even walk. And headaches. And I was really doing bad. And I knew... somehow I knew why, but I didn't listen to the Lord. And then I repent. And I told the Lord, Lord, I know... or Lord, I repent. I know it was bad what I did. And I was really sorry about that. And then I stopped. And I drank beer without alcohol from that day on. And I tell you, it tastes much better. And for 2 years now, I'm doing that. And now, these test results are much better. And I can tell you, I'm so happy now, and all the pain is gone. The pain in my back is gone. My headaches are gone. I'm doing good. And I had to learn to be obedient to the Lord. And I thank the Lord for that. that he didn't have to take the rat, but could do it out of love, in love. And yeah, it is really about my will if it is about obedience. And I want to be obedient now. Still, I can drink some wine and beer from time to time. Christian spoke about Solomon, the beloved of the Lord. And although he was the beloved of the Lord, he fell eventually. And then I remembered in 1 Kings chapter 5, it's really amazing. It speaks about his wisdom. And you can not imagine this this wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 5. So it didn't mention the verse, but it says he's wiser than all men, and God gave him wisdom and understanding. And like the sand on the sea, and his wisdom was greater than of all the sons of the East and the Egyptians. And still, he got tempted eventually, and he worshipped the idols. And the reason for that was not just his fleshly lust, but his disobedience. He was disobedient to the Lord. And in 1 Kings chapter 9, let me see, chapter 11, sorry. 1 Kings chapter 11. It says from verse 1, but King Solomon loved many foreign women. And then later it says, in somewhere it says, God warned Solomon two times. Verse 9, okay. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord, God of Israel, who appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. And this disobedience of Solomon, you see here how it made him fall. This was really a warning to me. You have all the wisdom, you are the beloved of the Lord, but because he was disobedient, he fell. And it showed me how important it is to be obedient. Yeah, that was a important warning for me. Amen. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. I really like that, these words about the heart, with joy and gladness. Yeah, we need a willing, full heart. And the Lord needs to strengthen our will that we can do His will. Praise the Lord. That was Deuteronomy 28:47. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Isn't it amazing? You have abundance of everything, but then you leave the service for the Lord. A while ago, I saw a t-shirt that said, I have had enough. I go praying. But why don't we have? Why do we always wait until we've had enough? It's better if we pray unceasingly. And this is really about the kingdom. We don't only want to experience the Savior, but we want to experience the King. It's not just about that we are saved from our problems. No, it is about that God receives His kingdom. And it's only possible if we learn to be obedient. And that's therefore we need a heart that is joyful and glad. And it is only possible if we love the Lord from all our heart. Praise the Lord. May the Lord strengthen our heart and our spirit that we would be willing not only to cry out for salvation, but to be obedient to Him that His kingdom could come. That's what it is about. Amen.